Okay, cool. So I heard all of the voice notes and I get the whole picture. Also, yeah, that 6 minute voice note that kind of gave everything away. So that's really cool. And I can see the link between those four tracks that you chose. It's just that I kind of have a point that I want to put across. But just hear me out on this. I'm just thinking about it in terms of the artistic point of view, the artistic merit or whatever is expected from each one of us to do from our majors in terms of contribution. And from an animation standpoint, all these four, okay, I'm actually leaving out Silent because that's something that all of us have to work on. But for Locked In, Pointless and Not Enough, I think these are really, really cool if you want to portray the message through live action. So through filming or, conveying it through, if you want to, for the message that you just explained, I think it will work really well in the film aspect, but I don't really see a way we can bring in animation into it. I'm just thinking about it from how I can help contribute to this. And also, yeah, I agree that this is the main idea or the main message of the entire album, which is why I was thinking, because these are very heavy songs, I mean to me, as if I was just a normal consumer of the music of this album, I would consider that these four songs are the main message of the entire album, and they're the heaviest, you could say, a lot to take in. And also, since you'll be giving that speech segment that you said, I really like that idea. I think that's really, really cool. So yeah, it'll be kind of a lot to take in for the viewer. So I'm not really sure if this is something we can all do from each of our, as in contributions from each of our majors to portray this message as literally as you explained. This is just my opinion. You may or may not agree with this, and it's completely fine. I just want to put my opinion across. I kind of think that maybe we should sort of, in terms of the visual film that we're creating, maybe it would be cool if we don't have all four tracks as the heaviest tracks. What if we keep the heaviest tracks for people to decipher themselves? For them, they can just listen to the lyrics and actually, grasp everything that the song is trying to portray to them. Because sometimes when you watch a visual film relating to the audio and stuff, it might just give away one linear story, or it might have a double meaning or an underlining meaning or something of that sort. But there's always room for ambiguity. Imagine if you're a reader and you're just reading a book or a novel or a piece of text and stuff, if you read it in a certain way, you get a different message across than if someone showed it to you or told you or read it out to you in a particular tone. The tone kind of gives away a different message, right? So that's what I'm kind of hinting at. If we kind of give away this in the way we want them to grasp the message, it might be a little too forceful. I get that the whole message of this album is that, yeah, in a way we're sort of being forceful with our idea. We're why isn't this enough? What is enough to make you understand this point of view and stuff like that? But again, I kind of feel if we go with these four heavy tracks, it might be a lot on us to create, especially in the duration of our major project development. But what if we do something a bit lighter? For example, this is my idea. Again, you don't have to agree with it, but just let me get it across. So we had voted for four tracks, excluding Silent, because that's everyone has to do that. We decided on the intro, Just a Dream. I think Easy, if I'm not mistaken, Easy, and then Silent. So the reason why maybe we chose the less heavier ones, or the ones that are kind of there's more room to work on it, is because imagine the first one, the intro. Okay, let's suppose that might be the shortest track. I'm not saying it would be, but let's suppose it is the shortest track in the album. It could be really cool if that entire dream is exemplified through an animated medium. So that is something that maybe the animation people like Amos and I could work on. because animation, let me tell you, it's like it takes a hell lot of time to render. So whatever we might do, I think that would be a good medium to put that video across. Because like we can get really playful in like how Paradise is. Like, you know, there's a lot of room for creativity in that sense. So maybe we could like work on this using an animated medium. Then Just a Dream, that transition, I really like the idea of the transition and I'm on board with it as well. So for the transition, it's like kind of like a scream or like you're waking you up from this dream. So like that transition, if like the song Paradise, like the end of it and the beginning of Just a Dream kind of like transitions really well in together, it would be really cool to see that transition in like the visual film aspect that we're trying to create. So if we create the Just a Dream in a live action format, it would kind of like a bit of live action and like maybe VFX to show like, you know, the dead people and all that. We might need to use a symbolic item or something to represent the dead people, but that can be done in VFX. And that's like a really good room for us to work on. Like, I'm just thinking on like how we can create it from the animation standpoint, but also taking in consideration of like the other degrees, like Joshua from film and Naya and Arjun from design. So like you guys can like work on that in like your respective fields. Easy, again, okay, we could change Easy to one of these tracks as well, because like you said, we need to have the main message come across. We could do Locked In, because I think that really resonates well with the whole idea that you explained with the pandemic and stuff like that. So I think instead of Easy, we can go with Locked In. And then we go to Silence. So it's like it kind of gives you a glimpse of how the beginning of the album is, and then kind of like throws you in the middle where you're like, you get a grasp of what the entire message of this album is, and then you're thrown to like the end. And yes, we can definitely end with that speech of yours with like the piano melody at the background. That would like really, really end it well. But my entire, my whole purpose of this, oh my gosh, it's like 7 seconds. Sorry, 7 minutes that I've been speaking. But yeah, the whole point of this voice note is to express how I kind of feel that it might be too heavy to do all these four tracks, as you've mentioned, although they really tie in really well with each other. I think maybe it's good if we can leave some of the heavy tracks for the audience to grasp on their own. You know what I mean? Like, just let them grasp it on their own. Because like, let's suppose we do promotional videos or whatever for these, it'll kind of give away the entire album before it's out. Like, I think it would be really cool if we draw in or like, you know, contain the audience's anticipation and their curiosity till the day or like till the moment that the entire album is released. So we just release snippets of what they can expect the album to be. So like the first few tracks, they are kind of like if you think about it as a whole, the first few tracks are a lot less lighter than like the middle tracks and the last track, right? So if we sort of give away bits and pieces of the beginning, the middle, and the end, it kind of tells a story in a brief, you know? It's like the beginning, middle, end, because that's like the story structure. So you kind of like give away the beginning, the middle, where it's like the major chunk of the entire message, and like the end, the silent music video, which will basically encompass the entire message of the album in one video. So that's the video that we really, really need to work hard on. So this is just like my point of view. Again, like you guys can be free to give me your opinion, your feedback on this, but this is just what I think we can do to help each one of us in our contributions towards this project.